The Last Chance Saloon. This is the Last Chance Saloon. Are you sitting comfortably? This is the Last Chance Saloon, where every time you look in the mirror, there's another wrinkle, and your tits are heading towards your knees, and your bottom's already got there, and you've taken up yoga classes. It's the Last Chance Saloon, where you don't wear vest tops anymore, and you just found something you really like in Littlewoods, but you've just spent £38 on a fancy bra. It's a Last Chance Saloon, but you don't go in for promotion because you want to spend more time on your garden, and you're seriously considering selling up and moving to Yate or Nailsy. It's a Last Chance Saloon, but you buy cookery books and gardening books, and you fantasize about Monty Don fondling your primulas. It's the Last Chance Saloon where you stick photographs in an album and write witty comments underneath. Me, in a silly hat, Glastonbury, 1990. And the last time you had totally glorious, gorgeous, abandoned sex was Glastonbury, 1990. It's the Last Chance Saloon where you watch with morbid fascination old women hobbling up the street, where every twinge is cancer, and six people you know are dead already, and you're not lonely. You have heaps of friends, but you have recently started talking to your goldfish. It's a Last Chance Saloon, where you know if you don't do it now, you know you never will. It, meaning scuba diving, rock climbing, white water rafting, salsa dancing and aromatherapy massage. And a ticket to Bangkok costs £349, but you have just booked a mini break to Windermere. It's the Last Chance Saloon, where you don't go to IKEA because it's full of young families. And you don't visit your sister because her children are so beautiful it could make you cry. And every month you want a baby. But every month as you wash out the bloodstains, you know you're never going to have one. Unless there really is such a thing as the Immaculate Conception. It's a Last Chance Saloon, but you don't mind that he has buck teeth and a beard and a stamp collection and an unhealthy interest in rabbits, and a mother who lives in Bridgewater, you know, you could still fall in love with him.